Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. This is the one and only Reverend Robin, and we are so thankful to be here on the air. And we just thank you. We just thank you for being a part of the great news for today's world. So let's listen to the song just for a moment. I am a psalmist, and I write all the songs that I sing from the Lord. Enjoy this song for just about 30 seconds. Please call everyone and let them know that Reverend Robin, the Sisters of the Lord, is on Blog Talk Radio Live now. We're going to wait about 30 more seconds and then get started. Wonderful, Jesus gave his life for you. Now I'm going to end this song for now. And so we thank you so much. That's what we're going to be studying, is that Jesus, he gave his life for you. If you're down, if it seems hopeless, as our show says, great news for today's world. I'm in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Romans is in the New Testament after the book of John and Acts and Romans. Then chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. And so I'm going to open up in prayer. Father, I just thank you for those who are listening. I thank you, God, for touching their lives. Lord, if they don't know you, just let them hear how easy it is to just receive you, that you endured, you took everything for us, that we could come through you to the Father God. Heal their bodies if they need healing right now. By your stripes, oh Jesus, you're brutally just punished and beat. They say that, Lord, you weren't even recognized as a human. You were beat so bad for our healing, that you shed your blood for the cleansing of our lives, fulfilling the law to give us grace by faith to be saved and come to the Father. Bless the people now, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah God. Amen. Well, again, I'm the one and only Reverend Robin. You can also check out our worldwide church website. It's all together, one word, The Family Church of Jesus Christ. The Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. We would love for you to contact us. We would love to come and minister at your church, at your event. My husband and I travel internationally across the world wherever God leads us, and we'd be honored even here greatly in the United States of America. My husband is originally from Pakistan, and we have churches there. God's Holy Spirit is moving across that country and across India, Uganda, Kenya, Nepal, Sierra Leone, all over the world, because Jesus is coming. I'm an apostle called of God. It means the sent one, the ambassador for God, which I am very honored to be. I have a large testimony that there's not time enough to even begin to share it, but I love the Lord all of my life. We are the Sisters of the Lord, coming to you with great news for today's world. We're in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. Let me read. And my co-host, by the way, Sister Sarah, had a previous engagement, and so I miss her. We miss you, Sister Sarah, but she'll be back tomorrow. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, this is how easy it is if you want to know Jesus. If thou shalt confess with your mouth, open up your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confess with your mouth that Jesus, come into my life, be my Savior. Thank you for your forgiveness. I receive your eternal life now. The Word of God says that you are saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believes. It's all from your heart. It's the heart of faith, as Romans 5:5 says. And we'll turn back there real quick. Romans 5:5 says that, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Do you need that true love? Do you need that fulfillment in your life? Don't look in this world. Oh, sure, you can find a lot of fun and things to do, but it isn't eternal. God's love's eternal. His joy is my strength. He will help you. If you accept him and his Holy Spirit lives within you, he will shed abroad in your heart his love by that Holy Spirit. He loves us all. You see, he knew you before this world was even created, before the foundation of the world. He knew what was going to happen, but he trusted that his creation that he breathed in and made into his image would worship him, and that Satan would be punished for eternally because he rose up. Well, he tried to rise up against the Lord. And so Jesus came, let me keep it simple for you, as that perfect supreme sacrifice. It says that the Lamb of God, the sacrifice before the foundation of the world. See, it was all planned. God foreknew. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the Adonai, the Emmanuel, the Jehovah Rapha, the Jehovah Yireh, Sitkenu, the Shalom, Shammah. God is all I am that you need through Jesus Christ. Jesus came willingly and gave his life, paid and fulfilled the whole law, paid all. Do you need that freedom? Jesus came, it says 10:10 in John, St. John 10:10. The thief, who is Satan, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He might make it look good for a little bit, but he'll kill you. He'll destroy your life. And it says Jesus came to give you life in life more abundantly. That life is means Zoe in the Greek. That's God's life. Do you want God's life? I live in God's life. I have never lacked for anything. As I trust in him, sure, I had tests and trials. But as James chapter 1 says, we count it all joy when we go through those tests and wait patiently. God helps you through it because he is the good shepherd. And so let us go on now and read that he says, let's read 9 and 10 again of Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. That word righteousness just means right standing, but through believing in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and that you confess him as Lord. That you believe unto righteousness, right standing, and with the mouth, here we go, you have to say it. You have to confess out loud to somebody. You can call me. You can call a pastor. Find a good church, a non-denominational church to go to that preaches the word of God. Get into fellowship. Get a Bible and read the word of God and pray. Pray is just talking to our Father through Jesus. Confessing with your mouth. Confession, rather, righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It says in verse 11, for the scripture says, whoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That's what we read in Romans 5:5. The Lord won't let you be ashamed. Be bold. Be bold. You can do this. The enemy, oh, Satan, he's a liar. He'll say, how are you kidding? You can't be a Christian. You can't live a godly life. You can't be prosperous. He's a liar. Read the word. Pray. Get a hold of a good church with a pastor and people that will care about you. You can contact us. Our information's there on the screen. You can go to Facebook, social media, Twitter, and find me, Reverend Robin. We would love to hear from you. In verse 12, there is no difference between Jew, Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon the Lord. Now I have one more text that I want to share with you, and that is in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians, chapter 2, and it says that he has been given. It's verse 9, wherefore God hath given Jesus an exalted name, at the name which is above all names. Verse 10, that the name of Jesus every knee will bow, in heaven and earth and under the earth, that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God. Well, I'm about out of time, but I wanted to share Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Call upon the Lord, confessing that you're Lord and Savior. Don't give up. He is your great hope. He loves you. He will help you. He will bless your life. Till tomorrow now, tell everyone about Blog Talk Radio, great news for today's world, by the Sisters of the Lord and Reverend Robin. We love you. Jesus loves you. God will never fail you. Just lift your hands and rejoice in the Lord. Sing a happy song unto the Father. Turn all of that bad to good through Jesus. I love you.
I adore you.
Goodbye.